are some people who just love to give of their time and resources. Great people givers. But even givers have weaknesses, areas of immaturity that sometimes cause them pain. So the question is, what are they and how can they be overcome? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called Pain Relief for the Soul. And do stick with me because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships. But this is the very last week it'll be available, so don't miss out. Over the last 3 weeks on the program, we've been chatting about eliminating a lot of the pain that we experience in our lives. God wants us to grow through our trials, and when we don't, we're immature in a certain area of our lives, and that immaturity ends up causing us a lot of grief, a lot of pain. But the problem is, we're all different. I'm perhaps immature in this area of my life, for you it's another area entirely. And so rather than talk in vague generalities, last week I invited Keith Henry onto the program to get down to the specifics for each of the personality types that God talks about in Romans chapter 12 verses 4 to 8. Now Keith's done a lot of research on this whole subject of personality types, and in fact he and I have written a book together called My Personality GPS. Last week, Keith told us about the immaturities in the lives of achievers, encouragers, teachers, and carers, and how those people could overcome them. And today, we're going to continue with that and have a look at the personality type of the giver. Keith, welcome again to the program this week.
Hello, Bernie.
Now, we're all different, aren't we? So I guess it makes sense that each of us have different personality types, and we're going to have some different Achilles heel of immaturity to contend with.
Certainly, and they are all different. When nine types that we're looking at, we've got nine different types of pain and nine different types of looking at the world.
And I guess as I listened to you last week on some of the personality types we looked at, I was really struck how I thought, oh, no, that's not me. I don't suffer with that. I have a different problem entirely.
Yes, we all do.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, now today we're looking at the giver. Tell me, how does a person know if they happen to be a giver, that personality type?
Well, they come from the heart. We looked at the carer last week, and they came from the heart.
What do you mean they come from the heart? What does that mean?
They come from the emotional side, the empathy and caring side.
Okay.
But the difference with the carer that we looked at last week was the carer really concentrates on their feelings and they're sensitive to other people's feelings. Today we're looking at the giver who comes from the heart, but they're sensitive to the help that people need. They can sense that people need help, and they just have a natural way of getting stuck in and doing it, while the rest of us sitting there not knowing what's going on, they're actually doing something to help the person.
A friend of ours by the name of Carol, she's a giver. And I remember we were moving house one day. You know when you're moving house, like 5 o'clock comes in the afternoon, you're exhausted and you think, oh, what are we going to do for dinner? The doorbell rings. There's Carol with a roast chicken and some salad and some bread rolls.
Don't we need the givers?
My wife, Jackie, and I looked at each other and, this is just fantastic.
Yes. And they know that. See, they have a sense to know that where, say, the encourager is off at the football match enjoying themselves, but now the giver's focused on you.
And I guess that's why we need them.
We do.
But the giver, I guess, like every other personality type we've looked at, I guess the giver has a downside or two in their particular makeup. Tell us about those.
Well, because they are sensitive, people, they come from the emotional side, they want people to appreciate what they do for them. If they're not appreciated, they get very upset.
Okay.
It might just be something that boils up inside them. It can come out in different ways, not just an anger way, but it also can come out in terms of trying to control events, control the other person, manipulate things. Mm-hmm. So it can come out in being bossy.
Are these people that often get accused of being control freaks, is this them?
No, it isn't them. They don't want to be control freaks.
Right, okay.
They really just want to get back in equilibrium again. They want to, and they don't know how to do it, so they fall down into this area.
And what does that feel like for them?
It's a dark area for them. They don't want to be there. And the people that they're trying to control, this is so different from the way that they've been made to be. They're out there helping you, and all of a sudden they're out bringing you arguments and confrontation and bossing you around. Mm-hmm. This is not natural for them. They don't want to be there. So it's good for them to recognise when this situation occurs.
Yeah, I guess if you have a natural weakness and you fall into it, the important thing is to say, well, I know about this. This is my natural weakness. This is my natural place of immaturity, and I've arrived at that place.
That's right. And then the next thing is, of course, is what do you do about that? You know, you have to recognise it first, as you said, and then you can work out what to do with it.
Okay, so we have a giver, and they're in that place. They feel unappreciated by their family. I guess a lot of women are givers. Would that be a fair thing to say?
Yes, women and mothers naturally go there. So a lot of people recognise, you know, women and mothers recognise themselves as a giver, but they may not be because as a woman and a mother, especially a mother, you have to give a lot.
I mean, you're married to a giver.
Yes.
And I'm married to a giver.
Yes, we are.
Right? So we kind of understand this. Okay, let's say they find themselves in that dark place where they feel unappreciated by their family and they feel unappreciated by people at work and they just, what do they do about it?
Well, it's hard just to go and confront somebody and say, you know, please appreciate me. So the way out of it is really they focus on other people, but they actually have to go where they don't expect anything from the other person that they're helping. So a loving kindness, they actually have to do things in love and not expect anything from anybody. So it's a kindness that they have to give. If in the Bible says, you know, if a person asks for something like your shirt, give them your coat,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the extra step that they have
to do. The extra mile type of kindness.
The extra mile. That is so unnatural for us.
Yeah.
But that'll bring them out because if we're having an argument, but I don't take on that confrontation, but I will be kind to you, you'll soften.
Absolutely.
Right? Kindness just takes over the world. Everybody wants somebody to be kind to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that what Ringo Starr said on his 70th birthday? It was the great insight that he had for his life.
It is. I was blown away when I saw that on TV. You know, he said, one thing I've learnt out of my life is to be kind. And you know what? He said it from one point of view. He said, because if I'm kind to people, I feel so good.
And isn't that what we're talking about here?
It is.
That in terms of there being a healing, when I feel unappreciated as a giver, if that's where I am, if I then just go and give more with a good heart, with a heart that says there are no strings attached.
Yes.
To my giver, there are no strings attached. Because that can be the downfall of the giver, can't it? That there are kind of strings attached. I'll yes. give if you appreciate me.
That's right.
All right. But what you're saying is that the mature step, and what a huge step of maturity this is.
Oh, it is. It's
a huge step of
maturity.
So unnatural
yeah.
to say they don't appreciate me, but you know what? I'm better than that. I'll give anyway without yeah. strings attached.
I'm going to bless them no matter what. But then that's what will turn the other person, and that's what will turn your life around.
Yeah.
You know, that's we talk about being a button that you push
mm-hmm.
and that's changing habit. Get to know the button that you have to push for your personality.
And the button here for the giver is kindness.
Loving kindness.
Amen. Isn't that powerful? And you're right. If I'm acting badly, if I'm angry, if I'm unappreciative and someone does a kind act to me, it's kind of hard to argue with that, isn't it? It's hard not to soften when someone gives you something you don't deserve.
Yes, it is. And then if they do it again and again, you just break down.
Powerful stuff. Keith, thank you so much for that.
Pleasure, Ben.
More often than not, the pain we experience in life comes through our relationships. It's not easy being in a relationship with imperfect people, especially given how flawed we ourselves can be. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest life application booklet. It's called Dealing with Difficult People. And with the questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over to apply God's word right into the realities of your relationships. Because his word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that God will help you find healing in some of your most difficult relationships through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.